In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's saint is one of the holy popes who lived in the 4th century, and his name is Saint Damasus. And he was ruling the church in a very difficult time of history. Just before his reign, the pope whose name was Liberius, he was banished by the Roman officials into exile, but he managed to return. And after he died, Saint Damasus was chosen to succeed Pope Liberius. But there were many priests and some lay people in Rome at that hour who did not like Saint Damasus, and they revolted against the Pope and elected a competitor to Damasus, a man named Ursinus, who raised a rebellion against the lawful Pope. And this kind of rebelling Pope we call an anti-Pope. He is somebody who opposes or falsely claims to be a Pope, while in fact he is not. So it lasted quite many months until Saint Damasus could fully come into power and reign of the church after he managed to defeat the supporters of the anti-Pope. But it was not all rest after that, because after defeating the rival Pope, Saint Damasus had to start fighting against heretics, namely those people who were called Arians. They were supporters of the man named Arius, who had taught publicly that Jesus was not God. This kind of talk, false talk or teaching, we call heresy, and it was a big problem in the reign of Pope Saint Damasus, and he fought endlessly and very bravely to win and crush the forces of the heretics. So children, in this holy Pope, we see two great dangers against which the saints of God have to often fight against. One is schism, and those of you who are older remember from religion class that schism means that one does not subject himself to the lawful Catholic authority, usually Pope or the bishop. And heresy is another great danger, and heresy is the teaching which denies one or several Catholic doctrines. So in the 4th century, both of these movements, schism and heresy, were very dangerous, and Pope Saint Damasus had to fight against them very much. Besides Saint Damasus, I want to mention you also yesterday's saint, which we heard our Lord's appraisal of in the Gospel, namely Saint John the Baptist. Our Lord truly praised Saint John the Baptist because he was the greatest prophet of the old law. He was the one who was meant to be precursor, namely who prepares the way for the coming of Jesus. Saint John the Baptist prepared the way by preaching penance to the people, that they need to be sorry for their sins and to be baptized to start the new life in them. But even greater than was Saint John the Baptist, our Lord declared in his speech that still the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he, namely Saint John the Baptist. By this our Lord meant that after Saint John the Baptist is gone, there will be a new era in the time of the saints of God. There will be the kingdom of God on earth, namely the Catholic Church. And the saints in that church far surpass in the graces of any saints in the Old Testament. In the old times, all the way from Adam until Saint John the Baptist, people were living in the times when graces were very far and few between. Mainly, you could see God or worship God only if you belonged to the nation of the Israelites. But now, at the coming of the Catholic Church, all the nations on earth, they have the chance to repent. They have the chance to hear the word of God. They have chance to go to confession and be received our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. It's a great source of hope for us in this time of Advent, that no matter how dark or cold or sinful place the world will be, God's grace is never overshadowed by even the greatest of sins. And in the times of Saint John the Baptist, people were flocking in the desert to go and see and hear Saint John the Baptist. But even in our days, there is one saint whom all the nations from every corner of the earth always rush to give honor and homage to. That person is Blessed Virgin Mary. Everybody are asking her intercession when they are in need, and her pilgrimages and sanctuaries are even today very and extremely popular. People go out for a long way to see Our Lady because she is the greatest of all the saints. She was who was the most humble has become the greatest of God's saints. So children, what do you think? Would anybody leave their home and go to the desert to see you? You are something who has been given so many blessings from God, even more blessings than was given to Saint John the Baptist. You have to be receptive of this grace, that is, that you live a good life, that you receive the sacraments faithfully, and you always show kindness and obedience to everybody above you, and love and charity to your neighbor. If you do this, you are one of the faithful followers of Christ, and you are our living sermon in the midst of this cold and sinful world. So from these great saints of today, we learn such much and good lessons, that you, as a Catholic, you have to be as stern in fighting against schism and heresy as was Pope Saint Damasus, but you also need to be as devout and as faithful in following Jesus as our Blessed Virgin Mary was. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.